Governor John Carney vetoed bills sponsored by two members of his own party. Carney tried to avoid publicly disclosing his reasons for vetoing the two bills, but Democratic House leadership forced his hand. One bill he vetoed aimed to assist tens of thousands of low-income Delaware families by making the state's earned income tax credit refundable like the federal version. That bill, sponsored by State Representative Paul Baumbach, cut the percentage of the state's tax credit, but expanded the number of people it would benefit. He says more than 70,000 families would get a tax break. Carney complained the bill hurts the 35,000 families the credit currently helps by reducing the size of the break. But Baumbach says he doesn't understand the governor's reasoning.
What he's saying is, if this would help those who don't have help right now, he'd be all for it, as long as it doesn't take anything from anyone. Well, that's known as legislation with a cost, and he did not put a single penny in his budget last year for this program.
Baumbach says he'll reintroduce the legislation again next year. Carney also vetoed a bill aiming to stabilize the senior tax credit by making wealthier seniors ineligible, saying it fell short of its goals. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.